Neil, Tuesday night with the where there was a generally not a great performance from FC, lacklustre for most of the game, the fans might have expected a real reaction to that. They didn't get it. What went wrong?
What went right? Not a lot went right. There's a debrief in the change room at the minute. People being targeted and questioned about the basics, about hard work and effort. And listen, I said on Tuesday night, I think three or four have kind of had a few too many lives. Definitely today now, that's my mind made up. You can't go about your business the way that some of them went about it today. It was very, very, very poor. Very poor.
What, you don't have to name names necessarily, but specifically what part of, I mean, I know there were a lot of problems, but what specifically were the real, did the real damage?
Ball retention middle of the park, hiding, attacking players hiding, no quality in the final third, no energy to want to get on the ball, just thinking that we owe them a kind of a living here, and people think that that's going to be acceptable. Well, it's not, is it? It's totally not acceptable. And you know, I've got no apologies to make now if anyone gets left out of the side on Tuesday night, because that is as bad as it gets.
And how infuriating was it that you were given a lifeline with the penalty, a well-taken penalty by Sinclair Smith, then 10 or 15 minutes of real pressure, and then a poorly defended free kick?
Doddy's got to do better on the second goal. It's shocking defending, you just said that. But still, you know, after we can see the second goal, you know, you think there's something about you. There's still 25 minutes to go, and they just capitulate. Well, there's not enough. You know, you take a Charlie Ennis out, you take a Smith out, you've got no leadership. Potsy was poor on the ball second half today. It just spreads, but it's mentally weak. You know, we haven't changed anything that we've done, but we're on a bit of we're in a rut, if you will. You know, three games, the Bootle second half, Bootle Tuesday night, and now today. And there's only one way you get out of a rut is to work hard, and you've got to roll your sleeves up. And I'm looking around at some key people out there, and this hasn't just gone wrong today for them. It's gone wrong for pre-season and probably the start of the season. And you know, I think one or two think they've got a divine right to stay at this football club now, because they've been here for two or three years. I won't put up with that. No chance.
And would you be looking elsewhere?
Yeah, absolutely.
To bring people in?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the two people have had chances now, and we, you know, we've got two or three players over the pocket that have been reluctant to bring in, but it's time to bring them in now, because people aren't taking the chance and they're not doing enough.
The players on the pitch have the ability, there's no doubt about that, but there's a lot of very good players, to my mind, playing like 80-90%. They're doing okay, but that extra thing that a lot of these players can produce, just you're looking around who's going to do it. And,
yeah.
And to some extent on Tuesday as well, even though there was the great ending, there's that. So
I think some of the just
can you put your finger on what it is
in the dressing room? It's a mindset that people, that we're going to beat football teams, and we know what it's still like, so we still are working, determination and effort from the offset. And you know, if people let the minds take over them, then so be it. I mean, the first goal today, you know, it doesn't matter how many times I say it, Regan Linney gives the ball away again, no reaction off the ball, they go down the other end, we don't press the ball in the middle of the park, you know, lad, it's a good one. But it just comes from basics, it's just work rate and effort. And you know, it doesn't matter how many times you're going to say things to people, but then you're reluctant to say things to people, because you think they're going to go in the shells. Well, gloves are off in the dressing room then, and things have been said, and they can either handle it like men or they don't do. But there are no excuses for that performance there. That was diabolical.
In terms of players who can come in, obviously Charlie Ennis is suspended. You've got Matty Rain, obviously. Jonathan Smith,
yeah.
is he available yet?
Hopefully. We'll give Matty a rest today. Matty's hamstring was quite tight. I think we missed him today. Smith will be back. Charlie Ennis will be back. We've had to leave two or three out today. But kind of, you know, everyone's struggling with fatigue at the minute. Everyone's still playing the same amount of games. So that excuse has gone with me now. If you're not fit enough to work for 90 minutes in a game of football, you're not fit enough to play football, end of story. Like I say, we huffed and puffed for 20 minutes in the second half when we got a goal, and maybe we could go and get the winner. But Aaron Morris's header, the keeper slips it, the ball slips on the line, no one folds it in. That's determination. Should have put the ball, the keeper, and every defender there in the back of the net with the ball, you know, and it didn't happen. So, you know, we're going for a bit of a rut at the minute. Today's a really poor performance, but we can bounce back from it, and we know we can be better. And, you know, we've got Bamber Bridge in our Tuesday, and then got the FA Cup game on Saturday.
Yeah, and is it good that you've got a game in 3 days rather than be sort of sitting
probably
on
not at the minute. Yeah, probably not. You know, we probably could do with a week's of training, but you know, we've just got to get on with it. I'm not sure how Bamberbridge have gone on today.
No, they did 1-4-2. They scored 20 goals this season.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a tough game. They'll want to come here. Like I said, Stafford have come here today and they celebrate like they've won the World Cup at the end of the game. You've got to get on with that. There's no point. A bit of a fisticuff at the end of the game. They're trying to square up to people. That's a coward's trick, if you will. Game's already done. Do it while the game's going on, though. There's no token effort for pushing and shoving after the game. So, but no, disappointing. Sorry to everyone that came today. I'll front it. But, you know, people have got to look really hard at themselves in that dressing room now. And, you know, if they want to be here, they've got to show me and the fans that they want to be here. If not, they can shake hands and off they go.
Well, I don't know if this will cheer you up, but Swampy's back on Tuesday.
That'll cheer me up. I think, you know, on a miserable note, it's the first time in 17 months that we've lost a league game at Broadhurst Park. I think that's the statistic of the day. So we've got to go another 17 months now without losing a league game here.
Yeah, okay. Well, Neil, thank you so much for joining us.